And receiving this new body, it's going to be a new world. And what I'd like to do is give you a platform on sort of how to handle the body that you currently have and how to handle actually the changes, and walk you through letting go of all the stuff prior to this moment in regards to your body so that we can spend the second half jumping into whole new worlds with you, this light body. So I'm thrilled. Are you guys excited? Okay, that's wonderful. All right, that's somebody's computer speakers on again. So again, if you're on the phone, you got to listen on the phone line and then have your computer speakers off. Okay, awesome. All right, so here's some tricks in dealing with physical form and dealing with your body. Okay, and you might want to write these down because they're really, really easy. And it's sort of like how you approach your body that makes it the easiest to shift whatever it is that's going on. Okay, and the first one is whatever goes on in your body, don't make it meaningful and don't make it conclusionary, like this is the way it's going to be, and don't make it a big deal. Okay. So whenever we do that, we put so much attention on our molecular structure, and the thing is, what you give your attention to grows. So whatever's going on, the pain, the disease, or just the heaviness or the density, it's like if you'd be willing to not like put a ton of attention on it and make it no big deal, like, oh yeah, I kind of feel like I'm gonna throw up right now, but it's awesome, it's totally fine. Like it's not like instead of like, oh my God, I'm gonna throw up and my life is over and it feels like I'm nauseous and my whole day is and then my whole week and then my whole year is gonna be this way. My body's always gonna be. Do you see what I mean? Okay. So, I love you guys. Total trick from divinity. Oh, awesome. I love it. I love you guys. It's just a
We
big.
have us.
It's a big love fest over here. So, one huge, amazing trick is to not make anything like important, not stack conclusions and reality on top of it. Okay? So, has everybody got that piece? Okay. All right. And the more joy you have with it, and the more funniness and the more love you have with it, the faster it is to change. So you see with the throwing up, I went, oh my God, it's so cool. I love puking. It's like the best thing ever. Like, blah. Like, I should be an opera singer of puke, you know? Like, make it funny. Okay. And the funnier and lighter and more joyful you make it, you're really bringing in the energy of healing, number one. Number two, you're not giving it that significant, heavy, dense attention that actually locks it into your system and has it sort of be maintained for longer. Okay? Okay, got it? Awesome!
Got it.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Okay, so another huge trick with bodies is that what we tend to do with bodies is, oh my God, I feel this way. Right? We do a lot of analyzation of our actual body and we dissect our body. Like, oh, my stomach hurts again, or my feet are hurting, or and if you notice all of that is actually putting attention on the reality staying exactly the same. My feet are hurting will continue your feet hurting, right? My stomach hurts will continue your stomach hurting. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so it's a huge trick with your body. And that is to go, oh, cool. So this is what's showing up in this moment. And what energy can I be to begin moving it out of existence? So you can acknowledge what's happening, but you're more bringing that information to the table so that we know what energies to add to it and what questions to ask to help you let it go. Right? So, first off, everywhere you guys have been thinking that your body is solid and it stays the same and conditions are, you know, they stick around for a long time, right? Anywhere you're not allowing your body to be a spacious, flowing, organic instrument that's always shifting into more space and more energy, would you be willing to let go of all the density paradigm with your body?
Oh, yes.
Letting go of all that density paradigm with your body. Okay, so how we're going to approach the body, like, it's sort of like what should be happening in hospitals is that the doctor should be walking in, seeing the patients, and seeing the perfection of the patients, seeing them in perfect health. Like, you are beautiful, amazing, phenomenal, infinite being. You don't actually have these projections. I'm going to project at you that you and your body are absolutely perfect. And in that, we are going to move you into that perfect body.
Yay.
Okay. And we might mute a few people. If we mute you, it's star 7 to unmute yourself. But notice that if you've been muted, then you've been making some noise. So, okay. So that's how we want to approach your body. Oh my gosh, divine, amazing, perfect God body. You are incredible beyond, no matter what it feels like. No matter if it's in pain, no matter if it's in disease, no matter if it's in sickness, you are perfect. You are amazing. You are incredible. You are healthy. You are vibrant. You are, okay, so we want to approach your own projection with you as a being, seeing your body as perfect. Cool? So, can we shift your perception of your body in this moment and just say, okay, I am willing to see my body as absolutely perfectly healthy, vibrant, and vital.
Yes.
Beautiful, amazing, perfect body. Amazing, perfect body. I have a perfect body. It's amazing. It's a perfect body. It's incredible. It's perfect. Okay, so it's interesting. As I was doing that, could you guys feel the energy beginning to shift?
Yes.
Cool, huh? Okay. So
yeah.
I'm giving you guys a little bit of a layout in the beginning, just so you can kind of like really absorb it. Like, okay, cool. Something comes up, have fun with it. Don't make it significant. Laugh at it. You know, make yourself a cartoon character, whatever's required to not lock it in, okay? And the next piece is just really being able to function from that paradigm where you're seeing your body as totally perfect, as this amazing, perfect, 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 amazing, perfect, okay? Okay, so the next part is, if you're experiencing anything else in your body, okay, it's really interesting, but molecules are... There we go. Thanks, Nicole. Molecules are actually space. Okay, molecules are actually space. Our own, sorry, the telephone's on, but I think they're going to answer it. I don't know how to turn it off, so I don't think I'm going to. Okay, they got it. All right, awesome. So molecules are space, right? And it's our own belief system. It's our own projection that actually takes space and moves it into a different experience, right? So we move space, our space bodies, into dense bodies because of our belief system and because of our own experience, right? So what if the experience in your body was actually part of the hologram? It was made up and not actually real. It wasn't really what was happening or what could happen. Now, to jump off this cliff, it's going to require a little bit of bravery and a little bit of, screw it, and just jumping, right? Because if you've been, you know, suffering from pain in your body, to go, oh my God, that pain is a made-up experience, you kind of want to punch me right now. You know, you're like, what the hell are you talking about? You mean I've been suffering and you want me to let go of the whole thing? And what I'm saying is, yes! Okay? Yes! Okay? So, and in your world, and potentially prior to this moment, having pain, having suffering, having disease, having sickness was actually a way that we get attention and receive love from people that need that information, need to be needed in order to give this weird version of love that isn't really love. I mean, it's the best that they can do, so okay, right? But you might notice that It's kind of interesting, but that was the backside of that paradigm as I began to sort of look at it and unlock it and start to talk about it, was what if behind the scenes, it's like you've actually created the experience of being in pain so that people would give attention to you, or the experience of being sick so that you could take a day off, or so that people would give you attention, or so that somebody would come rescue you. Okay, so all the different versions of sickness, disease, disorder, and disharmony that you create in your experience, that's all made up, that you do in order to get attention and in order to control the people around you. Holy crap, Zoli. Would you guys all be willing to let go of all that information?
Yes.
Whoa. And it takes a very humble, beautiful, loving heart to go where we're going to go in this transmission. Because if you've been suffering from something, you really have to be willing to surrender it. Okay? And the thing is, it doesn't make... The thing I think I see people holding on to the pain or the suffering or the hurt or the sickness is at least they're right about something. And you don't want to let it go because that would mean that you were wrong for all those years of the suffering. Isn't that amazing?
Oh.
Okay, so everywhere you're holding on to sickness, disease, and disorder in order to be right. And maintaining the experience so that you're right about the previous experience. Oh, that one's thick. Okay, would you guys be willing to release all of that information now?
Yes.
I know, we're pretty silly. When you start unlocking it, you're like, I'm funny. I can't believe I was doing that. Okay, that is not that smart. And that's not actually serving me. Okay, good. Okay, so now we're going to begin kind of asking you guys, and through everybody's questions or the things that you guys are bringing up, just allow yourself to receive through them the unlocking of whatever it is that they're going through. Because I can feel that there's lots of people on different body pages, right? So we got to get everybody on the same page. So is there anybody that has any kind of like pain or sickness or disease or something that's going on in your body that feels like it's stuck and not moving?
Yes.
Okay, who's this?
Yes, this is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you, beautiful, amazing, awesome one?
I am more awesome since I got on the call.
Good, with an absolute perfect healthy body.
Yes, thank you.
Glowing and shining in love and light, just being everything that you are.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Sherry.
Well, I've made a career out of my diseases, my illnesses, not so much diseases, mm-hmm. And my overweightness.
Mm.
And I'm trying to understand how I can separate my job from me. And I'm a dietitian, and I'm overweight, and I have chronic food allergies that I've been with for about 15 years, and that's why I became a dietitian. And when I became a dietitian, I started gaining all this weight. So it shows me where I've been accepting everyone else's belief that food is bad.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Great awareness, right? Great awareness. And that food is the end all be all. It's the problem. It's the only thing. And if you fix that and control that and get that exactly right, then health will come and you'll be perfect.
Absolutely.
Cool. So great awareness to have. So first off, would you consider not having it be my disease?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because the thing is, you guys take ownership of this stuff that's not yours. Like, if you look at it in other dimensions of light and love and other planets and whatever, like, this is kind of a planet of suppression and seriousness and fear, right? So without the suppression and the seriousness and the fear, if you were in a field of light and love, would you actually have my disease?
No.
No, so it's not yours. It's your environment.
Okay.
Okay, good. Awesome. Woo-hoo! Okay. So would all of you guys unclaim how you've claimed your disease or your sickness or your whatever you feel like is going on in your body, would you undo it being my disease?
Yes.
Okay, and give it back to the environment. You know what? This is an environmental thing. This isn't a my thing. It's actually just my environment. So export all that information.
What does it feel like to do that?
What does it feel like to do that? Well, the thing is, your experience is your own conscious choice. Like, it's truly, like when you say yes, yes is yes. When you say no, no is no. So what we kind of do is we assist you in kind of weaving you through all these different things where you get to go, oh my God, yes, I am so exporting that. And the feeling of how to sort of do that or what that is really just being clear in your spirit, like, yeah. Okay. Because why would you hold on to it? It's not serving you. So yes, absolutely. And then what I sort of tend to do as I lead you guys through this stuff is I just keep opening up more light and love and then allowing that light and love to come in and bring anything that was in any kind of disharmony back into perfection. So if you'd be willing just to allow yourself to expand and just kind of feel yourself letting go, relaxing, there you go. And then allowing that spacious energy to come in. There you go. And bring you back into space. And so it's really a process of opening, letting go, and allowing divinity to flow, and then opening and letting go and allowing divinity to flow, and opening and letting go and allowing divinity to flow. So how does that feel?
Beautiful.
Cool. And for the woman who was saying, how do you do that? Does it feel like you got a good kind of like, ah, okay, I'm energetically getting it?
Yes.
Okay, cool, awesome. Because what we're really doing is we're actually doing group energy work on the group. Right? So it's like you're doing energy work on yourself and you're really kind of potentially even learning like, oh, how to master your own energy. Like how to be like, oh, this energy, let's let go of that. Let's move into this. Let's open this up. Let's let go of this. And you're really beginning to sort of master your own energy. Cool.
Nice. I'm remembering. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Perfect question. Okay, so the woman who had the my disease. Okay, so here we were, or here you were, looking at food as the only thing that would work to undo whatever was going on in your body. Now, food is kind of cool, right? It's nice to eat clean food and to not poison yourself with toxins or whatever, you know. It's cool. Your body probably likes very clean food because that's its natural state. Like if, you know, if we were taking care of the planet, being a steward of everything, it's like the energy of food would be different. The energy of your body would be, you know, it's like, so, and your body is a physical body and it's eating physicality. So there's a place where that fits, right? But what I have seen also is that when that sort of thing happens, like the whole, let me just say this real quick. So if you guys do something to change something and it doesn't change it, it doesn't clear it up, you're probably moving in the incorrect direction.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, that might seem kind of simple, but it's like, oh, right. So, and what it might be that your body wants a mix of diet stuff and of a whole bunch of other stuff.
Okay? Uh-huh.
Right? So, and the thing is, you are an energetic being. You're infinitely aware of absolutely every energy. Everything around you, everybody's thoughts, everything they think, everything they say, you're absolutely aware of everything around you. And if you have content or information like sadness or grief or fear or whatever, it gets triggered by your surroundings. So it's not only, you might, like at one point I had an anaphylactic shock, but it was because I was doing all this magic, I was shooting a wedding and I was doing all this magic, moving all this energy, clearing all this stuff. I wasn't acknowledging myself and I wasn't being conscious. And I ate a bite of shrimp and then did anaphylactic shock. And I'm like, whoa, my throat is closing up. I'm allergic to shrimp. Later on, I went, what if I'm not allergic to shrimp? What if that was something energetic in my environment? What was I doing there? And I'm like, oh, all kinds of magic. Was I acknowledging myself? No. Okay, cool. Or it could have been that I was trying to take on something from people. Or so there's always some kind of, I find that there's always an energetic component to whatever your experience is. And if you get to the truth of it, then the whole thing can undo, and now I'm not allergic to shrimp.
You just nailed it.
Cool. How did I just nail it?
You described, as you were describing it, my body was going, uh-huh, that's exactly what you do. And I can see where I don't honor myself, and I'm always taking on other people's stuff, and maybe this is, and it's definitely my environment.
Cool, beautiful, awesome. So
But
great. Go ahead.
I'm working with people who have this same issue on a daily basis. I kind of specialize in this. So what do I do? I mean, I'm kind of like, I don't want to take on their stuff, and I don't want to,
Well,
I just want to be healthy and help
cool.
them where whatever stage they're in.
Awesome. So you are healthy,
Yes.
right? Your body is perfect.
Yes.
Okay, the cool thing is you're about to become a lot more successful because you're actually going to be and receive and have the life of that life, you know? And then you're going to be the successful product. And then you're going to be able to teach other people how to
Okay.
get out of it. Okay. So
Okay.
taking on other people's stuff. Okay. Taking on other people's stuff is something that I would say potentially all of you to some degree attempt to do. Okay. Except everyone's on their own journey in their life, you know, whether they're in pain or disease or whatever, they're really on their own journey. And the disease is this energy that's trying to bring them into alignment. So the disease is saying, take care of yourself more, honor yourself, love yourself. And it's trying to make it uncomfortable enough to where the only choice they have is to love themselves, honor themselves, care for themselves, and really have their life for them, right? So if we try to take on that disease, we're actually stealing their lesson in love away from them. And they'll just continue creating more stuff because they still need to learn the lesson. Does that make sense? Okay. So all of the different versions of taking on other people's stuff, which is, wow, I could help them, or I could fix that for them, or let's see, or that's bad, I could make it better, or if I just did this, then it would go away, or I'm a healer, I could steal that from you. Okay. All the versions of trying to be the receptacle for that illusionary world of pain and suffering. Okay. Would you guys be willing to really let go of everything that that is and everything you think you're going to get by doing it?
Yes.
Woo. There we go. Beautiful. Good. Okay, so and I want you guys to kind of just listen just even more in this exact moment. Okay, so you have awareness of everybody's nightmares, their pain, their disease, and all of that. And you might have thought that if you know that you can fix it because you're an infinite being and you know it's not real. So some of you guys may be running, if I fix my surroundings, if I get them into harmony, if I get them into harmony, if I get them into harmony, I'll finally be in harmony. Right? So it's trying to handle all that awareness and trying to move it into harmony at all times so that you can take a deep breath and be in harmony. But you're not actually allowed to, you know, from an energetic standpoint. It'll be recreated if you take it and they're not ready to let it go. So it doesn't work, okay? What we need to give you is a whole different set of information and tools and vibrations and connection to divinity to where you can be around the most pain and suffering and disease and all kinds of stuff, and you don't feel it at all. Like, you're aware of it, and you could undo it if everything was in alignment and you got a yes and you'd asked them all the questions and they were moving into it and all that stuff, right? You could, but you don't have to. And there's nothing that goes on in you as an automatic to deal with them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So would you guys allow yourself to feel nothing for the people that are in pain, suffering, disease, and disorder?
Yes.
Yeah. I know, that's a hard one. It's only a hard one when you're holding on to the virtue of compassion. Now, compassion was really meant to be love. It's like, hey, I love you. I'm aware of you. That's it. I love you so much, I'm going to let you have your lesson. That's love. That's compassion. But we took it on as, if I feel bad for you, then I'm being compassionate. Except if you're feeling bad, how is that helping them? You're actually validating whatever they're going through by feeling bad. Does that make sense? Okay, cool. So all the feeling bad you guys do for other people's pain and suffering and sickness and disease and disorder, okay, so that, oh my gosh, and all the feeling bad that's actually validating that limited world that doesn't actually exist. There we go. Let's let that go. Whew. There you go. God presence is actually the energy of and knowing and being that they're perfect and their stuff does not exist. That's actually the energy of being that Christ energy. That's divine creation. That's moving them into perfection. Do you see how that other version would have actually locked them in? Now that you kind of have the different in vibration, you're like, oh my God, yeah. Right?
Yeah, really.
Cool. And, you know, the other thing, too, is with the woman who, quote-unquote, had my disease, it doesn't, right? But when I said, you're perfect, you're amazing, you're beautiful, your body's perfect, could you feel the lightness? Like, her body was going, yes, I am, right? So,
yeah.
So when we be this, right, this divine creation energy, seeing everything as perfection, and the health and the body as being perfect, too, what you guys are doing is you're embodying that energy of God that moves everything from the illusion into divinity for yourself and for other people. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really cool.
Cool. So would you...
Rita, this is Nicole.
Yes. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Rita, this is Nicole. I just wanted to kind of give you some updates from all the chatting. I mean, there's lots of chatting, lots of conversation happening, and one of the things I'm seeing is a lot of questions about things that folks are dealing with chronically with their own bodies. A lot of things that, you know, people maybe have been dealing with for a long time, chronic fatigue syndrome, breathing problems since a child, weight problems since being a child, these things that have been with people for a long time,
mm-hmm.
lots of questions about that.
Beautiful. Okay, cool. So let's start dissecting all that stuff and unraveling all that stuff so that chronic doesn't exist anymore. It's funny that we live in a field of infinite possibility and infinite energy, and we have an idea that anything would last longer than a moment. You know, it's like infinite possibilities is what's actually happening. So for us to maintain limited possibility, we have to put a ton of energy into maintaining it. Right? So would all of you guys be willing to pull all your energy out of all the chronic pain, chronic illness, and anything you can remember from yesterday in regards to your body?
Yes.
Okay, so just, feel yourself pulling your attention, pulling your mind, pulling your system out of it, as if you're pulling your energy out of a hologram, and then there we go. And then let's, there we go. Beautiful. Wow. Woo. Okay. So it's interesting because you can actually feel that the minds have been chewing on the chronic thing and chewing on the problem and trying to fix the problem for you. So it's almost like an obsessive compulsive mind that's like hum, dum, 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 hum, dum, 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 hum, dum. Because I can feel like some of that begin to release, but then the minds are like, no, I still have a problem. I have a chronic problem. I do have a chronic. You got to fix me. You got to heal me. It's got to work. We've got to change it. Right? And it's like the mind actually has a hold of it. Now, the thing is the mind is trying to keep you safe. So it's not that the mind is bad or wrong or doing a bad job. It's doing the best that it can with the information it's given from up here, right, to keep you safe from the disease, the impending disease that might kill you or the thing that's hurting you. And so it's going, it's a problem. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it for you. I'm going to fix it for you. I'm going to fix it. We got to fix it. We got to change it. We got to fix it. We got to change it. Because check it out. How often do you guys think about whatever that thing is? Once a day? 10 times a day? Every time you eat? Right? A lot. Right?
All day.
So, so your mind, in essence, actually has this, and it's trying to solve it for you. Now, the mind up here, how much love does it have connection with when it's up here? Not all that much. Right? So here's a trick, okay? And that is bringing your mind into your heart. And when you bring your mind into your heart, then when as they work together, they can actually undo whatever's going on. And now the energy of love and light is there from the heart to unravel whatever it is that's going on. So let's just go ahead and bring everybody's minds down into your hearts. And it's very funny, actually, that we would talk to bodies from our minds. Because it would be like sitting down with a dog and expecting it to analyze, you know, the future or what you should or shouldn't eat, right? The dog is like, it has no idea what you're talking about. So when you use your mind to have a relationship with your body has no idea what you're talking about. Okay, that's starting to click in for a lot of people. So let's bring that mind down into your heart. Yeah, and allow that mind to enter the chamber of your heart. There we go. There you go, and just let go of this whole thing. There we go. Beautiful. So with your mind actually in the chamber of your heart, let's begin to ask whatever that symptom is, right? What's going on? So it's like from the mind in your chamber of your heart, you're like, hey, sweet, beautiful, perfect. You know, energy, perfect body, perfect health, perfect. Hey, perfection. Hey there, there we go. We got its attention. Hey, perfection. It's like, oh my God, I'm perfect. Right? Can you feel the energy of that going, oh, thanks. Ooh, that feels really good. Okay, so what's dragging you down? Like, what is God trying to tell us or shift us into by creating the symptom and by creating this experience? So what are all of your things asking you to move into? What is God trying to tell you through all of those symptoms? Go ahead. Anybody have something?
Stop caring so much about what other people think of me.
Beautiful.
Rika, I just feel like space.
Cool. Awesome.
Let go. Just like total space, like a space cadet.
Awesome. Enjoy the space. It's the new you. It's the new space body.
It's scary. You know, it's just like there's nothing. I brought my heart, my mind out. It's just like, just space.
Yeah.
And now I want to do something. And I don't know what to do because it's just like spacey. I don't know. I guess I'll just sit here and listen.
Yeah. Well, and from that spacious, beautiful place, you can go, cool, what's fun? What would be fun for me? Oh, let me take a walk after this, or let me just enjoy this, or let me laugh at this, or let me, right? So, and the it would make sense that you're feeling like space because this is where I live. So you're like...
But I had a question I wanted to ask you. I forgot it. Now, I've been wanting to ask this question since the call, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know where my question went. It's just space. And frustrated because I can't remember it.
Well, has that question actually already been addressed? And is that why you can't remember it?
Oh, I guess so.
Okay, what?
I don't remember how it got addressed. I guess so, because I can't remember it.
Yeah, what happens?
It was about finances and stuck in my body. Oh, there it is. But I guess it's not really stuck.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I guess it's not really stuck. Yeah. So what happens is as we ask questions and as we move you guys into more energy and more space and more peace and more love, it's like you're, because right now I'm kind of like reading all your bodies and talking to all your bodies about all these different things. Like the woman was like, oh yeah, I take on other people's stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm reading everybody's systems, addressing all the stuff. So it makes sense. The stuff is going away and it's becoming more spacious and you can't remember what the problem was. That's perfect. It's okay. Right? And what you can...
Okay, so I'm in a good place. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And what you can do too
I trust you, Rika.
Well, you trust you. You trust God. You trust the energy of infinite. And it's like, oh, this feels good. Okay, we're good. You can always listen to it again and get more of a cognitive understanding about what I was saying. So it's like, oh, okay,
yeah.
I get it, you know? So that's why it's great to listen to it a few times. Okay, so there's one woman that said, stop caring about what other people think. So just imagine that you have a body, right, and you're a being, and your being keeps leaving the body to go live somewhere else as if there is a somewhere else to find out what other people are thinking about it, which, and if you look at thinking, how much limited illusionary stuff do people think about? Right?
A lot.
A lot, right? So you're leaving your sweet, beautiful, perfect body and your heaven, right? Because when you're inside of yourself, there is no separation and you're in heaven. When you leave yourself, you actually create the separation and suffer, and you've made their thoughts and illusion more important and more valuable to you than being in your own God self, which includes everything and everyone, which is what's really real, right? So, everywhere you guys care at all about what anybody thinks about you, okay, would you be willing to let go of all that?
Yes, absolutely.
Besides, the thing is that when you care about what they think, like, each of you are here and meant to lead the world in light and love. So you can't deliver what you came to deliver when you're playing by their rules.
Right.
Right?
Makes
sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Okay, so what else is any stuck energy or disease or sickness or any symptom? What else is any symptom? What message from God is it trying to give you?
Stop living small.
Stop living small. Yeah, absolutely. And in order to live small, because you as a being are huge, okay? Your universe is big. And the other thing is you've created universes. Like, you're a total badass. You know what I'm saying? So, so for any of you guys to fit into a small life, you'd have to be doing like 100% control, right? Because you'd have to fit yourself into that small of a world when really you're massive and huge and you don't even have to try. It's just who you are. So is there anything, so would you be willing to let go of that box? Well, here's the next question. Sorry, here's the next question. Are you safe in divinity?
Yes.
Okay, then why not explode into it?
Cool.
Right? So the trick is that this reality does not feel safe when you're not connected to the divinity that you are. Right? It's kind of like people's judgments affect you, the things they think affect you, you're worried about stuff and whatever. So that's where you're not actually connected to that infinite divine being that you are. You're not connected to that God energy. Once you're connected to that God energy, you feel so safe and so cared for and so nurtured and so loved that you realize that none of this is actually real. So will you guys in this moment realize that you're not scared of divinity? The fear comes from being separate.
You realize that none of this is actually real.
There we go. The fear comes from when you're actually inside of the hologram believing that this is the thing that is real. You're scared of living in the box and thinking the box is the only thing that is. You're like, God, this sucks and I'm scared of it and everything's scary here. Yeah, it is. It's scary inside separation. That's part of the nightmare, right? So you're not scared of divinity at all. And you're actually not scared of getting out of control and letting go of all controls. You're scared of not letting go of control, because that maintains you in that nightmare, in that bad experience, in that separate experience.
Wow. I have a question around that.
Yeah.
When you're not fully in that place where you can kind of be space and you haven't mastered it yet, or you think you haven't mastered it, then it's kind of scary to sort of completely open up your body, because then you're not really sure if you can handle, the stuff maybe that you encounter with someone else. And so it's a bit of an oxymoron.
Well, it is from a thinking place, but the thing is, ask your body right now, would it like to open up and allow divinity to come through? And would that heal it? Would that make it feel better? Would that rock for it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so apparently your body is like, no, opening up will create more peace, right? So, and your mind, it's like when your mind is up here, it might think, oh my God, it's bad and we shouldn't open up and it's scary, except if you do the thing where you actually move your mind into your heart, your mind goes, I'm safe in love. Okay, cool. Yeah, of course we can open up. See, the thing is, has a tree ever hurt you? Has it ever thought a bad thing about you? Has it ever punished you or made you feel bad? No, it feels great, right? So the only thing that you're going to feel as you open up to divinity is like nature. Okay, but what you will experience is the old experiences, those old separate walls and the experiences that they created, you'll feel them falling away. And as they fall away, you almost go through them like a veil, like an invisible experiential hologram. So you're like, hologram, breathe, let go, relax, let go. That one's gone. Okay. Hologram, breathe, relax, let go. Okay, made it through that one. Breathe, relax, let go. Okay, so if you ever get stuck in that position, just breathe, relax, let go, and open, and you'll find that that experience will be over very quickly. Okay, it's where we hold on that we maintain those old experiences. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I guess I don't completely trust it yet.
Okay, so do you trust nature to nurture you when you're in it? Okay, so it's the same thing.
But the old, you know, sometimes you've sort of been told to protect yourself energetically, you know, if you're kind of very sensitive or whatever. And I get that, you know, that doesn't really make sense anymore, but that's sort of still there.
Yeah, and, you know, I apologize for whoever taught you that. They were functioning from a limitation. Okay? So it's like, because they were experiencing, oh my God, this reality's out to get me, or whatever, then that's what happened. This reality was out to get them. You must defend and protect. So it was just their illusionary experience that they were selling to you as truth. Okay?
Yeah.
So would you guys be willing to let go of all of the protective mechanisms and defenses that people have told you that you need to have because you're sensitive?
Yes.
Yes.
If you were infinitely connected to the light and the love that you are, would you ever experience any of that stuff? Or is it when you're believing in the illusion and you've given it your power that it's almost like this illusion has to give you that experience to... There we go. So this reality, it's like it has to, or the consciousness has to give you that experience so that you can rise above it and realize that it's not greater than you, that you as divinity are greater than everything that is limited. You are infinite possibility. So really, every pain, every stuckness, everything that goes on is really challenging you to go, cool, so you're willing to expand, you're willing to relax, you're willing to move this into harmony. Like, what if the energy of fear was not fear, it was just love in disguise? Right? Mm-hmm. Behind...
So is there some... Yeah. Go ahead. So is there some kind of guarantee that you won't get stuck? I think I'm afraid of getting stuck in the illusion or getting stuck in the... You know, if you completely let all that in, which is wonderful... But then you encounter a place or a person that you can't handle, then I think I'm scared of getting lost in the illusion and never getting back to the light.
Well, the cool thing, too, is that's sort of why we have, like, the VIB membership program and stuff, because we meet with you guys every week and then walk you through whatever it is you're going through and unlock you and move you forward. So it does make sense because, crap, we've been doing this illusion for a long time. Right? It's not like any transformation is going to be perfect, but what we will offer you is the place where you can go to drop all that stuff, let go of all that stuff, and take your next step. You know? So, and the thing is, you'll get to a point where there's like a tipping point where you're not actually, you are not affected by hardly anything anymore. And so when something does affect you, you're like, oh, there's some old experience here to move. Wow, how cool is that? Okay, do it to me. Like, it's no longer like, oh, I'm scared of it. It's like, oh, my God, there's something here. Cool, let's let go of it so we can move into even more.
Okay.
Okay? Cool. And so what you might want to do anytime that feels like that comes up, move your mind into your heart. Okay? Take a few deep breaths. Expand and connect with that divinity or that nature that's around you or your body, right? You can even pet your body and that'll help. And bring everything into this serenity and safety and stillness that's possible. And once you move that disharmony into stillness, the disharmony will no longer affect you.
Okay.
Cool? Okay, so what else are your symptoms actually saying to you? What message do they have from you, from God or the universe? Same thing to me.
Wait.
Yeah.
Rita Miner saying, let go.
Yeah! Oh my God, let go! Yeah, right? Oh, finally, let go. So, would you guys be willing to let go of all the stuff you're holding on to? All the stuff you're maintaining, all the stuff that you think about on a daily basis, all the stuff that you continue returning to as if anything could ever be the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
I'm willing.
Nice.
Yes. Rika, this is Nicole. I just have to let you know, so much is happening on the chat. Marilyn says that her back has healed and it's been so, and she's crying, what a relief. People are saying, I've been so afraid all my life and now I don't feel afraid. Divinity is safe and so much bigger than my fear. Another person said, I just stopped about 40 minutes of crying and I feel so much clearer now. It just really speaks to the power of all the energy that's moving, all the things that are clearing for everyone. I mean, it's looking different for everyone, but amazing things are happening. I just wanted to make sure you knew
Thank you,
that.
Nicole! Awesome! Woohoo! That's incredible. So it's like when that symptom, when the message is received, and in addition, what seems to solidify the shift is when you actually choose differently. So say it's let go, right? So you get the message and it begins to shift because consciousness wants to support you moving into love and light and divinity. It just does. Right, so it's going to start moving the energy, it's going to start moving into space and harmony. And then as you move through your life, something comes up and you're like, breathe and let go, breathe and let go, breathe and let go. And it goes, oh my God, they're even going to choose it. So I'm going to let go of it even more, right? So even less of a symptom. And then you let go again, and even less, and even less. And finally, when that's your state of being, it goes, cool, symptom, poof. Mission accomplished, right?
Okay.
That symptom has had its mission accomplished. Its mission was to bring you to divinity. So, mission accomplished, now it can be erased. Thank you so much for an incredible transmission and for the willingness to bring in and open and become those pathways of light and love and infinite. Because they are actually the energies that are creating a new world and a new you and a new body. And a new body and a new world for the rest of the world to fall into. So, it's amazing and fabulous and awesome and wonderful. And it's interesting because here we were talking about bodies, and did you notice that we addressed every aspect of life and, you know, we addressed all of these different things. Our bodies are really these beautiful conscious facilitators that can lead us out of the maze and into divinity.